This is Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions with Gerald Yao-Yi, Oscar Panafix, Liam Fogarty, and Ryan Cook.
Welcome to Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. A new season of rugby league is upon us, and remarkably, the powers that be have installed us for a third season.
Yes.
Do we think we'd be here by now, boys? Three seasons in?
Yeah, we did, sorry.
Never in doubt.
Yeah.
Well, look, listeners, you might have noticed that you weren't greeted with a very high-pitched, "G'day, punters!"
"G'day, punters!"
at the start of the show. Long-time host Jared Timms has left us for
fired.
Finally.
We fired him. Yeah. We actually fired him from the job.
It was a big contract. We struggled to find another club to pick him up, but finally.
You gave him the ultimatum. You said, it's him or I walk.
Yeah.
And clearly they chose Gerald.
So. Clearly I'm here and he's not.
We could only afford one of his. So
yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
No, Jared's departed us for Sydney. Wanted to give him a big thanks for everything he's done for this show. The stench of Manly is finally gone, but
yes.
Timsy's, you know, down in Sydney, kicking goals.
He'll live on though.
He will
live
spirit.
On.
Mm.
Yeah, in spirit. And in life, because he's still alive.
he has not died.
He's not dead.
He is not dead.
Dead to us.
He's just,
metaphorically dead.
He's
but
just in New South
literally
Wales.
Very healthy.
Alas, I'm joined by the usual brains trust. You've already heard him. To my right sits the longtime Swifty. He's not worried at all about the first show. Barn me enthusiast, king of the top five, Liam Fogarty.
Up to my G. How are you? Very good to be back.
Oh, man.
I've got a question for you, Ryan. You said that Manly's gone from this pod. Who's your team?
Look, I have just signed a contract to build a house on the Sunshine Coast during the off-season.
Oh, that's huge news.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So
that's where the salary came from.
I'm fins up, boys. Fins up this year.
Fins up, really?
Fins up. Bit worried about Farnworth's injury last night, but yeah.
He'll be on.
We'll talk about that later.
Not worried about it at all.
Not at all. sitting across from me, long-suffering South fan. He's the film study nerd of the show. Bloke with the best voice on the potty, I think.
Who said that?
Ooh.
Me, I said fair.
Like the two women that listen to it.
Your missus.
My mum.
Definitely not my missus.
Rugby league writer's own Oscar Panafix.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I've been fizzing for this. I've been asleep pretty much for the last 4 months. It's been nothing.
Hibernating.
Defrosted you.
Getting out of bed for. But rugby league is back. I don't know about long suffering South Sydney fans. Certainly recently suffering South Sydney fans.
He always has to chuck that in.
That's all right.
It's been 10 years, hasn't it?
It's a bounce back year for the Bunnies. I think it's a bounce back year for a few clubs this year. So yeah, good to be back, boys. Thank you.
And of course, the man, correct me if I'm wrong here, Gerald, but the man that's missed only one episode in 3 years.
No, I've never missed a podcast.
You haven't missed one?
I've never missed a podcast.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, please stand. Get those stats. I don't know where you're getting them from.
I thought you were absolute bulldogs. Sick day there one day.
I'm not sick.
We'll have to go through the archive.
I'm fully sick, but I'm not never sick.
Veteran of the show, the Iron Man, King of Caxton Street. You know who he is. 60-game superstar for the Brisbane Bronx.
The Gerald, best thing I have been frothing at the bit to get back in this room, to get real weird. I actually threw it in a message. I said, let me in, you imbeciles. I need to get weird. It's good to be back with a different approach, obviously, the Ned's NRL unpopular opinions for the year. And season three has never looked any better, boys. We're on the straight and narrow.
Well, it sounds like we're all raring to go. Yep. As you just touched on, Gerard, we are going to have a bit of a different flavour to the show this year where we're all about social media now and trying to kick up a bit of a stir. So you've already filled us in on our hot take that you had before we went on air.
Yeah.
We're going to talk top eight a little more in depth when we get to the offload, but give us a fill-in on who you think is going to make the eight. I hear you got a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I think this is a big unpopular opinion between NRL fans.
Get the pitchforks
far
out.
And wide. And look, Parramatta fans, don't worry. It's not about you this time. We're going to delve a little bit deeper down south, and we're going with the Dragons. I think they make the eight this year. And they finished second last year. They really fought it out with the West Tigers, with Benji Marshall at the helm now, but look, I think they've recruited pretty well. This is going to blow up in the comments, but I think they've actually recruited really well. They haven't played terrible trials. I mean, I know it's against the West Tigers where they put them away, but I think with everything behind them now and all that stuff that was coming off field with, you know, the Ben Hunt situation, everything that's happening behind closed doors with the Dragons, I feel like they've taken a step forward, and I think they'll slip in there. And that means we're going to have to push someone out of the top eight that probably is already high up there. So it's going to be interesting to talk about this, boys. What do you think?
Tell me, first of all, tell me who's in your eight. From first to eight.
Yeah, well, in no particular order, the Broncos at number one.
Shocker.
No, I'm gonna put I'll put the Bronx at number two. I'm gonna go with a smoky sort of in a little way, but I think Melbourne will get back up there this year. I think with having Ryan Papenhuyzen back at fullback, I think they'll gel a bit better. So I think they finish first. I think the Broncos finish second. I think Penrith go third. Then it gets interesting. Look, Timsy was here. He loved this. But I think Manly are going to be right up there this year. I think they finish top four. The Roosters, number five. Number six, you've put me on the spot here because I forgot who I was going to put in.
Warriors?
The Wars are definitely in there. I don't think they're going to finish as high as they did last year, but I think they're going to be 100% think they're going to be there at about. They're going to be damaging at times, but I think the big games for them are going to be the top four sides, and I think they'll fall to them at times, unfortunately. They've got some great signings. I can't wait to talk about them in this potty. What have I got on there? Six. So I've got two left. So I've got the Dragons slipping in there as well. And
you've got Queensland. You got Cowboys.
No, I think they're going to fall. I think they're going to fall out.
Eels,
I don't think the Titans.
Newcastle.
Yeah, I'm going to go Newcastle. Yeah, I'm going to go Newcastle. I'm going to go the Dragons will finish in eighth position. I could say Newcastle in seventh.
This is a hot take. You can get $6 right now for the Dragons to make the eight. Oscar, yep. Would you take that bet?
No, that's not enough for me.
looks for value, this bloke.
Yeah, look, my unpopular opinion, we'll go into this further over the next couple of weeks, but I think this is going to be one of the closest seasons to date. So I don't hate your hot take, Jarrell. I think Dragons are in for some big improvements this year. Shane Flanagan, I think he immediately improves. A lot of guys in that squad who have been there or thereabouts for a few years but probably haven't taken that next step in terms of their development. Look at guys like Blake Laurie, Zach Lomax, Talatau Amona obviously won't be there now, but it's another good example of a guy who was pretty steady over the last few seasons and is probably just crying out for some good coaching, which we know Shane Flanagan brings. I like the makeup of their squad overall. Jack DeBellin playing that pivot role. Let's Hunt play a little bit wider. Moses Suli and Jack Bird looked terrifying.
Honestly, they did. They looked very scary.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good example of the kind of coach that Flanagan is. Like, he's a competitor. He's an aggressive, kind of approach to the game is we're just going to fight and scrap our way to victory. That's exactly how Cronulla got there in 16.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think there's upside for the Dragons, but not at $6 to make
the
finals.
Well, that's why it's an unpopular opinion, not a popular one.
It's a very, very fresh hot take. I just touched earlier on Farnworth's potential knee injury. Mm-hmm. Fogs, we got two games in Vegas this Sunday.
We do.
A few concerns about the turf there because you, like me, you're an avid NFL fan and we saw a pretty bad injury in the Super Bowl a few weeks ago.
Big NFL fan, current fantasy football champion. Thanks for asking. and
mid-season four.
Yeah,
look at it.
Just Allegiant Stadium. We saw it. One of the 49ers defensive men, Dre Greenlaw, went to run on the field last week and blew his Achilles out.
Yeah.
And I'm just a little bit concerned, given that we've seen that on the same surface, how the boys will play. You know, rugby league's very change of direction. A little bit concerned about what we might see this weekend.
Well, I know they're getting a run on there beforehand, so not that anything's going to change that, but they'll sort of get a feel of how it's going to be on the under the foot on game day. And geez, what a way to kick off 2024 season for the NRL, for rugby league in general and sports. Like, we've got to say, it's the biggest sports in Australia now. Has to be
100%.
It has Andy's to be. Just declared
like
it, so
like
yeah.
We can't. There's not even an. There's probably a small argument where last year maybe, but when you're taking the game to the entertainment capital of the world, I think we're right up there.
Both games are sold out too, aren't they?
That's incredible.
Are they? I think they are.
Yeah, they are. Yes. Yeah.
That's good because the ticket sales weren't looking very good like a week ago.
Yeah, I think it took a little bit for the Americans to warm up to it. But once we've seen the Gronk explain a lot of things in his amazing video. Wow, look at that dive. got him.
Should have come with a dribble.
No pads.
And I did like the way that Russell Crowe did the X and the O's. Oh, I mean, it made me think, geez, I didn't really know too much about rugby league at times. He's actually very good at explaining it.
Yeah, well, wingers don't need to worry about
we don't. Meat pies, that's all we do. Eat them and score them.
I heard the Rock's apparently been approached by shares. In South Sydney or something like that.
No, it was for an American franchise.
Oh, right, okay.
Stefanovic's jumped on it as
well. Yeah, they've got a fair few. Look, because I think that if you're smart enough, if you got the money, it's probably the right time to do it, because once these Americans get a taste of it, I don't think they're going to turn back. And it's not going to be as big as it is here, but there'll always be an appetite in America for it.
There's certainly a massive talent pool that they could pull from. Only 2% of NFL college football players get drafted.
Yeah.
So you know, crazy. You think about all of the those athletes, that football talent you could bring in. I think the NRL could really lean on the US.
Are you guys scared of talent going though? If there is an American league paying big money, you know, do you get worried? Like the Super League obviously is, you know, nothing like the, you know, what the Americans produce. Do you get nervous? Because I, like, in a little way, you know, when I'm hearing Walshy talk on camera, you know, in 5 years' time, if he's won a grand final, he's won Origins, he's played for his country, what else? You know, the Clearys, for instance. I think
it's a concern for the guys that might fancy themselves to play NFL at some point, like the Val Holmes and those guys in the league. Yeah, that's where I'd probably be the most concerned.
I'm just not like, every time we lose, you know, a class of great players to the undefeated age champion, the next crop comes through.
Yeah, it does.
Like Reece Walsh, we weren't talking about Reece 2 or 3 years ago, and now he's the first guy we talk about when we speak about superstars.
Crazy, isn't it? So, yeah.
No, I'm not worried. There'll always be a next
They'll come.
I reckon they should make it like franchise cricket. Just take, you know, you have short seasons everywhere and players just go play in every league around the world.
2020,
Doesn't that work so well in cricket?
Yeah, true.
All the betting trends from around the comp. This is The Offload.
All right, we will get to the betting segment now. The time-honored offload that started 2 years ago. Fogs, over to you. I believe we've got a bit of a futures forecast.
Yeah, I'm going to start with, obviously, there's not a lot of things we can read about just yet, so I thought I might rattle off just the price for every team to win the comp this year at the time of record. So Penrith are the favourites at 375 to make it, what's that, 4 in a row?
Yep.
Haven't quite recovered from that grand final yet, and I'm glad we haven't talked about it. Yeah.
4 in a row, 5 grand finals in a row, they'd be in.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Undisputed.
Yeah. Second favourites, obviously, the mighty Broncos at 425. Oscar's Rabbits at $9. The Roosters at $9. Sure. Melbourne, whose Giles tipped to be minor prems this year, $11 to win the comp. Warriors, Sharks, Eels, Cowboys are all $21. Manly and the Knights are $26. Titans and the Bulldogs are $41. The Raiders and your Finns, Ryan, are $51. And the Dragons and the West Tigers are $101 already to win the comp. And $6 and $7 respectively to make the eight.
Yep. I'm getting on that. I'm going to get on that. Come with me, punters.
That's the futures forecast this week. And then Oscar and I are going to combine this year and we're going to rattle off.
We're linking up.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Down short sides, round the ruck.
This is the crash play that we're calling it this year. And so we're just going to rattle off some of our favourite. This is futures bets first and then a couple of SGMs and picks for round one.
Yep.
So I've taken the Broncos to win the premiership at 425.
No, really?
Wow, shocker, I know. look, we were 25 minutes away last year. Yeah. I'm not ready to talk about it. And I reckon we'll go one better this year. Oscar, you've got a couple of picks to win the comp.
Yeah, but, well, I said before, I think this is going to be one of the toughest seasons or closest seasons, certainly in my lifetime or in my time watching rugby league.
Yeah.
Look, Penrith are value there. I don't mind the Storm shout as well. I think there's really good value in the New Zealand Warriors at $21 to win the comp this year. You've got to remember, they bowed out last year in the prelims from memory without Sean Johnson. They got spanked by the Panthers in that game. But you rewind to the previous time those two teams versus each other at Magic Round. Waz almost won, and they got hammered with a couple of really bad sin bin calls. And
must be teams from overseas they can't beat.
I don't know. Wigan had 14 on the field the other day, but anyway. So yeah, I think the Wires, just the consistency of their squad. They bring in Kirk Capewell and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, who looks superb throughout the preseason trials. I just think there's a lot going for that squad. Consistency, depth in key positions. I mean, we're talking about Chanel Harris-Tavita, Tamati Martin, or Luke Metcalf filling in at six. Those three guys would be there or thereabouts at most NRL clubs.
Yeah.
So speaking about key or depth in key positions, they've got guys like Jazz Tavanga and Dylan Walker who can play that Tohu Harris role through the middle. Mm. They've got depth in the outside back. So, yeah, I really like the Waz. I think top four for 325 is great value.
It's crazy to think that we would 2 years ago or even a year ago, we could never even see the Warriors winning a grand final, let alone talking about them winning a grand final. Yep. And here we are talking about it. Like,
especially after what they did for the league during COVID and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've done their due diligence and they've, you know, it's great for the game. And I just think they're going to have another great season, yeah.
Fingers crossed. To make the eight market is one that really stood out to me this year. I've had two picks there. I'm taking the Titans to make the eight at $2.60. Well, you've taken the Dragons. I am not taking the Dragons, punters. And then I'm also on the Finns to make the eight at $4.
Like it.
I think Desi will have a big impact at the Titans this year. And they've always had the talent. They just need to actually put it together. I think $2.60 is... it's a price. And then you know, I'm just having a bit of a play on the Dolphins. They're very exciting, sexy new young team. That's where I'm at.
They are hot.
Unfortunately for Tom Gilbert, we won't see him on the field.
That's true.
It's a big loss.
2 years in a row. He is, mate, if he'd played the last 18 months, we'd be talking about him up there in the top tier of middle forwards in the game.
Do you guys worry, though, that there's expectations on the Dolphins this year, or is last season was kind of like a free hit?
Yeah, they have expectation now. Yeah. I believe so.
And I think they can meet him as well.
Yeah, they can. And having it being Wayne last year with them, he's got something to prove as well. Mm. You know, we don't just look at the 1-17 or the top 30. We look at the coach. He's going to exit, and, you know, this is his career on the line. Like, what does he want to be remembered at? Does he want to take them to a final series, you know, in his last, you know, season as a coach? And you know what? We never know with Wayne. Like, he probably got another gig. He's probably got another gig somewhere.
Parramatta.
You know, maybe.
No,
I don't know.
Foggs, are you serious? Foggs got anything else for us, mate?
Yeah, so the top try scorers for the comp is one that Oscar had a look at this year. What are your thoughts on the top try scorer for the whole competition?
Yeah, well, regular listeners will know that I picked the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth top try scorers last year.
Just ask him.
So I'm going to try and do the same again this time around. Yeah, I think Alex Johnson at $7.50 goes without saying. We all know he's chasing that 26 try record of Ken Irvine's. I think South's going to play to him a lot, particularly down that left edge. So, yeah, pretty keen on him. I think Dalen Watene-Zalesniak on the Waz right edge, similar story, the way Sean Johnson finished the year. I think it's going to be Capewell playing on that edge. Very experienced. Rocco Berry's kicking on there. Dalen scores tries for fun. Speaking of scoring tries for fun, Alofeana Khan Pereira. That try he scored in the
turn of speed
game
that he had.
Yeah.
As
he was juggling the ball as well.
I'm not sure I've seen someone go from 0 to 100 that quick in a long time. You know, you probably put Reece Walsh, but we haven't seen Reece Walsh, you know, covered by a touchline and a player.
That's right.
So
he's a weapon.
You know, he's going to be it's incredible, and he's going to score a lot more tries in his career. He's
eligible for the Maroons as well. Just quietly,
there he is.
Nice.
And then a couple of longer shots. I mean, we're getting really good value at $10.21 for Dallin and Alofeana, but Daniel Tupu at $34, I think, is a really good shout. There's going to be some changes in the back line at the Chooks this year, but I think that's one guy we know what we're going to get from him. Trent Robinson knows what he's going to get from him. And he's also playing on that left edge outside Billy Smith, who's a better passer than Joey Manu.
I've gone Xavier Coates. I think he wins it. I just think having Pappy back out the back, way more options.
You don't reckon they share it too much on both sides of the field?
Warbrick doesn't scare you?
No. Look, he does scare me, but I just... like, physically, he scares me. Mentally, he's in my dreams. I just think Coates in for a big year. I think he's around the realm of, like, this is sort of where he should be starting to skyrocket as a football player and as a whole, as a winger. So, yeah, I like him this year. I think... not only just, you know, out the back plays and cut out balls, I think we're going to see a fair few long distance tries off him this year as well.
Yeah, well, when he moved to Melbourne, that was all the talk, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This kid's going to be the next.
And his high ball stuff as well.
Yeah.
Really good hands. All right, so moving on to the individual team try scorer markets. Mm-hmm. I found Murray Taulagi top Yeah, I'll try to score at 225. Yep. It's fair price for that. And then I've also taken Herbie for the top Finns try score at 750.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
His knee injury, little bit concerning, but I think he'll be fine. It's a long season.
And he's hot.
Very hot. Yeah. My wife tells me far too much how much she likes looking at Herbie.
Do you want to talk about that?
Nope.
Also, your penis name, Herbie?
Your little Finn.
Finn's down. Oscar, who have you found in the individual team markets?
Yeah, just mentioned Toops, $4. Dom Young's about $2.30, but there's every chance he shares game time with Suaalii this year. Yeah.
I think neck injury scare you as well?
And the neck. Look, he'll be okay. No, it doesn't scare me. Toops, yeah, $4. I like that. I really liked Corey Oates at $4 as well for the Broncos until Kevy pulled his first handbrake of the season.
I sort of wish we did the potty before that because I could see it coming.
You could see it
coming?
Yeah,
I could see it coming a little bit. Obviously, I'm close with brains, but, watching Dean Mariner, I've had a fair time to get down to training over the preseason.
He looks good.
Man, he looks good.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't want to pump his tyres up too much because, you know, we don't want to do that. We'll just let him play his footy, but he's in for a good year.
I just thought that with the makeup of the Broncos backline this year, Cobbo in the centres, not the most productive yardage guy. Jesse Arthur's had a killer grand final, but, we haven't seen him put up big yardage numbers consistently throughout his career. I thought they might have liked Corey Oates for 180, 200 metres a game on that left wing.
I think Dean's there about Dean can do it too. He's there and about as well.
And then my last one was similar to your Herbie pick, Foggs. Matt Timocor at $7 for the Raiders. Mm. I think there's going to be a lot of movement in that back line this year at the Raiders. They've got Rappiner in there somewhere. Seb Chris comes back in. Chevy Stewart, Xavier Savage, James Schiller, Albert Hopewadi, Nick Kotrick. Too many guys into two wing positions. Tim McCall will play 25 games this year. So, yeah, I like
Didn't him. He put Valentine Holmes on skates? Man.
From,
oh, Jesus. I was.
I gave him the Stafford Toa treatment.
It was good.
Foggs,
was
nice. I can see you got a couple of multis here for us.
Yeah, so Oscar and I have had a crack at putting together top eight using the little ladder market. Mm. I won't rattle through them. I'll throw them straight in communities. Mine's paying $57.
Open groups.
I don't know what.
Why have you been hanging out in open communities? Hold on.
Two-timer.
You and little Herbie, you got to settle down.
Oscar and I have had a look at the two Vegas games. Obviously, his Rabbits are playing in the first game. Mm-hmm. My Broncos are in the second one. So, Oscar, give us your same game multi for the Rabbitohs, please.
Yeah, for round zero, I'm back in. I've taken either team by 12.5 or less. We've spoken a lot about the smaller field sizes over there. Yep. New first game of the season, all that jazz. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game. I like Hamole Olakau'atu to score for Manly and Trell Mitt to bash over for the Bunnies. So put them together at $13.95.
Nice. Stop it.
And then for the Broncos game, I've taken the Bronx to cover -3.5. Selwyn Cobbo, anytime try scorer. Mm. First game in the centers, fingers crossed he goes right. And then Jesse Arthur's anytime try scorer as well. Helensvale like Hornets that. Junior. $9.25 you're getting for that.
Ooh, where can we find them, Fogs?
We're going to find them in open groups.
Good stuff. Not the open community. Not to be mixed up with where he's been going. I'm not sure.
Fascinating edition of the Offload, Fogs. Well done, boys. This is Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. When we come back, it's story time with Gerald.
You're listening to Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. Strap yourself in. It's story time with Gerard.
You are listening to Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. It is the favourite segment of the show, Story Time with Gerard, and I believe we've got a Viva Las Vegas flavour.
Yeah, this is not anything to do with any footy players. Well, not in this code anyway. there is footy players involved in this. I got to go to Vegas in 2015. It's only right that I tell about story about my experience in Vegas. And we'll keep it PG. But we were there for 5 days, me and five of my best friends. And as you could understand, 3 days in, you're sort of getting a little bit blurry about what's going on. I've been currently What would you say? I've gone to watch some dances at a place and it was really enjoyable that I didn't know that it was morning. So I've come outside, I've gone, oh my gosh, where am I? I've proceeded to walk up to the room and I'm currently with another fella named Ben Barber. So we've been enjoying ourselves a little bit and get up to the room. And I'm so out of it, sitting around. Everyone's in our room, like, getting ready to go out, down to the pool party. And I look over. Daily Cherry Evans is there. I didn't even know he was on his footy trip away for Manly. And I was like, how did you get here? Like, can you imagine that? Yeah, like, getting into the room being like, what the hell? How did you arrive here? So anyway, I go and go to enjoy myself with Barbs. And we're like... Was another fella who is one of my barbers here. His name's Simon. Very good friend of ours. Anyway, we end up going with Chez, going to hang out with him, and come across these two other blokes named they're AFL boys. What are their names? Dusty
Martin.
Yep. And what's the other fella's name? They usually Dane Swan.
Oh, that's, yeah. Say no more.
Yeah.
This story's going.
Yeah. So I end up in a room with them guys, and we're getting ready, and for some reason, Barbs and Dusty are not really seeing eye to eye. So
what year was this, sorry?
This is 2015.
So this is early Dusty Martin career. So
yeah. This is early. Yeah, and yeah. I didn't really know who they – I knew who Dane was, but I didn't really know who Dusty was at all.
Yeah.
Long story short
– they're both in the same weight class, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Very loose units.
Long story short, very funny. We exited the room pretty quickly after this, but they weren't seeing eye to eye. So we almost – seen a Royal Rumble from Ben Barber and Dusty Martin in a room in Vegas. That was the most scariest thing ever. And when Ben Barber's on your trip and he's the most tame amongst my friends, I think you can say that we've had a pretty, pretty good Vegas trip. Very good story time with JYY.
Is going to be very hard to top as the season goes on.
When in Vegas, baby, when in Vegas.
Okay, when we come back, we're getting stuck into Foggs's Fast Five.
Who decided to give him his own segments? It's time for Foggs Fast Five.
We've been bombarded with fan mail all off season. Videos, voicemails, letter bombs, all asking, when is Foggs' Fast Five going to come back?
Yeah, Fogarty family's pretty big. Shout out to all of them who wrote in. It's good to see the family has them back. Yeah.
Uncle Jamal said it. I'm pretty sure.
Shout out to Jamal Fogarty. Big year for Canberra Raiders this year.
Foggs, let's go.
Yeah, well, look, obviously I'm in Brisbane and the teams are in Vegas. They didn't send me over, no matter how much I begged them. So I thought I'd read you boys the itinerary I had booked in for Vegas.
Here we go.
Were we involved in the itinerary?
I guess we could have been.
Yeah, like, okay,
the
cool.
The more I'm reading it, the more I think we could have. These are just the things that you can do around the stadium precinct.
Yep.
So next door to Allegiant Stadium is the Mandalay Bay Casino, and I won't be having any shots at that place. I bet it's a lovely casino and nothing has ever gone wrong at the Mandalay Bay.
Move on.
Also in that Mandalay Bay precinct, an aquarium. That looks pretty cool, I suppose. moving on.
Oh my god!
There's a tiny little chapel in that precinct called the Little Church in the West. It's a little wedding chapel where the NRL boys could probably go and get married if they feel like it. I guess we could be included in this, Jarrell.
We could be. I actually almost did get. That's another part of the Vegas. Me and my friend almost did get married. And then
By Elvis or?
Well, we were just like, let's just get married and then we'll get divorced. But then it becomes a big problem when you actually try to get married in Australia. So
you were in it for the money, weren't you?
Oh, I just loved him. Loved him and his Herbie.
Couple of blocks southwest of Legion Stadium is a store called Medizin, and it's one of Vegas's many cannabis dispensaries, I reckon.
Yep.
We could have had a bit of fun in there just quietly. And then once we visited the dispensary, I found 5 gun stores and ranges in walking distance to the stadium. So we have Ventura Munitions, Gun Blast Vegas, the Range 702, 5.11 Tactical, and the Las Vegas Shooting Center. A combination of gun stores and gun ranges where you can shoot handguns, revolvers, SMGs, shotguns, ARs, and sniper rifles.
Can I just ask, do you think we probably should have done that before we went to the marijuana store? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, the order's a bit messed up.
Yeah.
I'm not the boss.
Hey, that's the itinerary. We can do whatever we want.
Well, it's only Wednesday, Fogg, so there's still time to get this to the CEO here at Ned's.
Yeah, that's
maybe
it.
Maybe we'll go.
Ned, if you're listening, take me there.
Uncle Ned, pull some strings for us.
Oh, God, that's the best. I miss Fogg's Bar.
Excellent addition, Fogg's. Looking forward to it as the year goes on. We're going to get stuck into the multi next.
Surely they get one up this week. It's the NRL Podcast Multi.
Each week we put together a multi that very rarely gets up.
Yeah.
Hey, it's new year, new us.
You're on the show now. Yeah.
I know. My reputation's
last
on the
year it very rarely got up, but this year, different story.
Yeah, different
good
story.
Vibes,
yeah.
Good vibes.
Great clean slate.
So correct me if I'm wrong, boys. Only two got up last year, so we lost to the AFL show, which I played a part in, I admit. They got three up.
Yep.
But look, this is where my heart lies now. Mm. So I just want you all to know that. I'm with yous.
We don't care for them.
No, no, we don't. And we all know how we feel about Dylan. We just can't have him winning.
Never heard of her.
Never. Okay, so let's go. We're going a simple four-legger to start the season. It's only paying $26, would you believe? Yeah. I'll start. I'm going with Jackson Paolo to score any time for Manly.
Didn't we learn last year about this?
Should we take four tries?
We went four tries.
No. We only got three.
We didn't learn this last year. We need to communicate more this year, okay? We have to communicate. We've all just done our own and not talked to each other.
4 months to plan this one.
And we just... Oh, we fudged
that's
up
right.
again.
Doesn't help that I only messaged the group chat an hour ago asking for picks. But so I've gone Paolo anytime.
He scores. Yeah. Paolo scores for sure.
Oscar.
So does Trelly Mitt.
Oh, yeah, he scores.
Oh. Trelly Mitt, $2.70 to score, I think, with the amount of absences in South Sydney's backline to start the season. Trell needs to get on the ball. I think we're going to run a couple of different shapes. Obviously, Jack Whiten isn't there at left centre this season, but Richie Kenner comes in. Obviously this, not this a game. Player of Jack Whiten's caliber, but he's still a big body. I think we're going to run a lot of lead decoys with that center, with Latrell sweeping out the back. Mm. So yeah, I like him to score in this one.
Watching both of the Broncos games and how they pick teams apart from inside out to our wingers, I believe that one of our wingers is going to go over, and I've picked Jesse Arthurs, $2.60. Mm-hmm. I think he had a great finish to last year. And I feel like he's just going to thrive in the environment over there. He's a real try scorer.
That is an unpopular opinion. My God. Takes a hot.
Liam, and, bring us home.
Yeah,
he's
my
a real try scorer.
You go, buddy.
Hard-hitting analysis on the show.
It's back for another
we
year.
Tell it like it is.
Yeah, we do.
My try scorer is actually not a try scorer at all. Oh, I've beautiful. Taken the Bronx to cover. I thought we'd all go really conservative.
Nope.
Boy, was I wrong.
No,
I've taken the $1.90 Broncos -3.5. I think they'll pump the Chooks, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. They're a real game winner.
The Broncos.
They're a real line coverer.
Fogg's cold hard facts. Okay, so to recap, we've got Jackson Paolo anytime, Trell Mitt anytime, the Broncos to cover, and Jesse Arthurs anytime. Around that all up, $26.86.
Yeah.
Fogg's, again, where can we find that multi, Matt?
You will find it in the Ned's NRL Open group probably on my profile as well. Well, all of our profiles.
Yeah, all of our profiles.
Go give us a follow.
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to put a lot more tips in this year, boys, because I didn't because I was scared to what people think of me. But I am a father of two children. I don't really give a fuck anymore. So cut that out, Rich.
No, we're going to keep on rolling.
Okay.
We're about to wrap up here on Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. Like always, boys, what are we looking forward to this weekend? Round zero. Fogs, over to you.
I'm just looking forward to seeing the Broncos win some footy. I think they really broke my heart last time we saw them, and I'm ready for the redemption arc this year.
Oscar?
I have written about five things I'm looking out for in the Ned's blog, which you can check out on the website or on the app. Some big hits. Some wingers scoring tries in the corner, some outside backs running riot, and a fit and healthy Tom Trbojevic.
I was about to say there's some good turbo talking there. Timsy will be loving
that. There's a tribod of Trbojevic.
There is.
Yeah.
That's a couple of real try scorers in there.
Three
a
couple
turbos.
Of real try scorers in there. And mine's just obviously opening weekend in Vegas. I mean, it does not get any better for rugby league for us. Like, I don't know where else we go. I think I joked around with one of my mates and said maybe the Coliseum is next.
I reckon they go to Amsterdam, just quietly. That's my pick.
Are you okay?
Well, I'm really not. I'm really, really not.
We're seeing a bit of a pattern here. Yeah. We might need to nip in the bud. No, I believe that.
Nip in the bud? Are you okay?
Let's just wrap this and just get out of here before we say something stupid.
Before we go, one thing I did like when I was on the show last year is that you guys named the episode. What are we thinking for this one?
We're flying high. Yeah.
That'll do. We're all in a
line high.
Very good. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Jarrell. Thank you, Fogs. We will be back next week to recap round zero. Until then, gamble responsibly. You are listening to the Neds NRL Unpopular Opinions podcast.
Thanks for listening to Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. Enjoyed the podcast? Remember to like, subscribe, and rate the show wherever you get your podcasts.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.